Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me as we gather today on a new moon in Libra to discuss the current energies as well as some healing themes that would best support us right now, the collective. What's happening? What's going on that needs some additional TLC? And I believe that astrology can give us those insights into the energies that are available right now. Thank you so much for being here. I'm just so grateful to connect with all of you and to know that you're out there. I'd also like to say that I've only been on YouTube for 6 months, and I'm just so grateful for all the amazing people, the thousands of you that I've connected with on YouTube in only 6 months. So thank you so much for listening, commenting, subscribing, and following there. Looks like this show is about to approach 400 episodes. I've been doing this show since 2012, and you can find the full archive in iTunes and Blog Talk Radio, and that's where you can find more spiritual teachings and consciousness topics, especially if you're looking for something in particular about relationships or twin flames or different ways to think about energy, all kinds of topics I've covered through the years, and I hope that that free library offers you something of value right now. I do have one more thing to announce here before we dive into the energies, and that's another free book that I'm going to be offering you starting October 10th. That's the 10-10 portal. A 10, for example, in Tarot is the Wheel of Fortune. It is completion. It's a very powerful number. Of course, 10 also equals the number 1 and of new beginnings. So I'm offering this short story starting on October 10th, and you'll be able to download it for free worldwide until October 14th. And this book is going to help with the healing. And it's meant to be really supportive of what we need to understand right now. And I feel like we need more insights and answers for ourselves right now to really be at 100% of your own soul's energy, to be at that truest, purest part of you. So that's also why I'm offering these free, this is a free chapter, it's a free short story, and I'm offering it because, I'll just tell you my intentions, there's no time to waste. There's no like diddly-daddling and holding back, and maybe I'll do this later. If you're listening to this show, if you're interested in spiritual growth, in soul growth, in consciousness, things are changing rapidly, and they're moving ahead quickly. And we are ahead of the masses in what is going to be understood in terms of how energies work. Now, this doesn't mean everyone will believe the same page, but there's going to be more information coming out, especially in the next decade, that is going to be shocking, surprising. People are going to not know what to do. And there are more individuals who are needed right now who have done their healing work, who understand what's happening, who have a sense of how to then take that information and help more people. And so this is partly why I feel this, I'll say an urgency even, to give information that I have access to you, because we all do this together, and we all need to contribute in some way, either to ourselves and to others. And I feel like there's more people who are going to benefit from what you've learned. But at first, we have to heal ourselves first, right? We have to put our own oxygen mask on. So my intention with offering these books is to give you the ability to heal and to work on some things. And it can heal quickly. You can move through things faster. But that's truly the intention. So I'll share more about what that free book is on October 10th. 10-10, and I hope that it is timely and beneficial for you and your path. So today we have a new moon in Libra. It is at 15 degrees, and it will be exact at 11:47 p.m., and that is Eastern Standard Time, on the 8th. So it could be a new moon on October 9th, depending where you're located. This new moon is quite interesting because it has a lot of tension in it. And that's okay. It really is. You know, not every lunation is meant to bring in the same energies, right? This is bringing up something that you need to be aware of in yourself. The energies of the new moon are about the Libra qualities of relationships, giving, sharing, receiving, peace, what we do for other people, what we do with other people, and what they in return do for us. And that's how relationships are, right? That ongoing back and forth and conversations and topics and how we relate, all based on shared energies. Now, the Libra energies can be in any area of life. In fact, we're in relationship with everything in life. So fair to say that we're always in relationship with something. Perhaps most of us are in relationships with our phones. That could be a codependent relationship, of which case that is good to be aware of. Yesterday, I think it was either yesterday or Saturday, I left the house without my phone. And it was an accident. And I can't tell you what that, like the panic. And I was like, Molly, no, this is not healthy. We are too reliant on our phones. We are okay. I am okay without my phone. That could be what your intention is at this new moon. I am a full person even without my phone. And it's I'm making light of it, but it actually is quite serious how much we are all addicted to technology and that it actually can slow down our cognitive abilities and our intuitive abilities because technology interferes with our normal energy fields. Now, sometimes it enhances our energy field, but it also slows down our energy field because it brings in these interferences, if you will, and we're surrounded by them. Wi-Fi, for example. You know, anything that is electronically created is not truly part of our natural energy field. We have energies that are very different, and so we need to get away from all the technology. And that could be something to just be aware of in yourself right now is am I too dependent on my phone, on my laptop, on my tablet? And where am I making time to come back into balance with my humanness, to be dependent on myself, independent, right, within your full energy? And when you do that, it actually accelerates and supports your ongoing intuitive development. You will become more psychic, more intuitive, open up to more of your spiritual gifts away from technology or any other interference. Because it's talents and skills and gifts that are within you. And that's actually, I wasn't expecting to talk about this, by the way, but I'm trusting that it's right on time because we are surrounded by so many things that distract us, that take us away from ourselves. And so in a lot of sessions with people, I'll always focus on the guided meditations. Now, guided meditations, maybe you do those on your phone or through the computer or some other device. I know that's how this happens these days. But the guided meditations just help you train your mind on where to focus and where to go. And then it helps you to be able to then let go or perhaps remove the training wheels and be able to focus on meditation and listening on your own. Even driving in the car with no radio can be great for your intuition. And I feel like that's essential right now, is to make sure that you're balancing your energy and what you're reliant upon outside of you versus your own internal GPS system, of which we all have, but it gets diminished when we are so much about, you know, the latest text and the newest app and what's going on in email and all the zing-zang pows that are happening all the time with all the messages and notifications and, oh my goodness, it's like our brains are being rewired. Our brains are changing. You've probably heard of this. There have been studies on this about how the human brain is changing because of technology and that it's not good. And so please, if you can, look at what is taking you out of harmony with yourself and with your own internal GPS system, because you are actually stronger, clearer, and purer when you are within, when you are in that place of listening to your own messages. And this new moon is actually quite interesting in that it shows us where we have overextended our energy, where we have said yes, and now we're thinking, oh, I should have said no. I should have said that I don't want to commit to that, that I don't want to do that, that doesn't work for me. And that's because of the sun and the moon in Libra at 15 degrees are both being squared by Pluto in Capricorn. And this applies the pressure that asks you to be very truthful about what you want, where your responsibility is to yourself versus the responsibilities or commitments you've made to other people, which is Libra. So there's kind of this tension, this sense of, I'm a little bit cranky, I'm a little bit anxious, I'm a little bit uncomfortable because this isn't what I want or this isn't what I want to do. Anytime there's a Pluto, the Pluto energy is applying pressure to the sun or the moon, there's frustration, there's a sense of my power feels that it's being diminished or held back. There's a sense that I want to do something, but I have my energy elsewhere. And this new moon is ruled by Venus in Scorpio retrograde, who is cranky, and that's okay. She's not happy. The feminine is not happy. And, I mean, all you have to do is pay attention to what's going on in the world to see this show up. So this energy brings up where we are uncomfortable with how we've dispersed ourselves. And you could just be kind of in a bad mood. I hope not, but that's what the energy is. I mean, the energy has that sense of, I feel stuck. It's a new moon, however, that's meant to show you where the change is necessary and to make the change, because Libra and Capricorn, Pluto and Capricorn, are both energies that initiate. They're called cardinal signs, and they're the beginning of the season. So Libra is the beginning of the equinox, the fall equinox here in the northern hemisphere, and Capricorn is the beginning of the winter solstice here in the northern hemisphere. These are energies that initiate. And so you're meant to look at where you're feeling the headache, frustration, anxiety, or tension about how you've shared energy or commitments, how you have said yes when you wanted to say no, and it probably came to you after the fact. You know, and the time you said, yeah, I'll do that, and then when it shows up, you're like, I don't really want to do that at all. Or you want something to change, or it's not how you want it to play out. So it's the sense of dissatisfaction, and that gives you the new answers. And that shows up as, next time I'm going to say this, this, and this. Or going forward, I now understand that what I truly need to honor myself is this, this, and this. So you're meant to allow that pressure or frustration to bring you new clarity around what needs to change with this new moon within you, and then to commit to that going forward. So there is this sense of it's not a smooth energy, and it's uncomfortable, but that's how we grow, and that's how we see what we truly want. The Venus energy, Venus in Scorpio, is being squared by Mars in Aquarius. He's at 9 degrees. That square, which is a 90-degree separation, is also tension. It's tension and anger, and I want it, but I can't have it. And these energies don't change. They're called fixed signs. That's Scorpio and Aquarius. And fixed signs don't budge, don't compromise, don't want to move. They're good with routines, and they're good with knowing what's reliable and what's solid and stable. So neither wants to budge. The masculine and the feminine are in a standoff. And I'm speaking about internally, and there are big energies here around what, or rather, how do you honor the feminine and the masculine? And this show is not political. It's about astrology. So please understand that I'm talking about it from an energetic standpoint in terms of the recent Kavanaugh confirmation in the U.S. Senate, and that the lens that I want to look at it through is how one version of masculine energy has been dominating a system for a long time. And that when there is dominance and power, that's not what anyone wants to really give up in that system. There isn't compromise. There isn't, okay, you can do this today and then I'll do it tomorrow. Like, let's share the job. There isn't that. It's not like you can do this job on, you know, Mondays and I'll do it on Tuesdays. No, there isn't sharing. There's all in, right? And so what's happening is that the political system, the energies that establish it are being challenged by other energies that are bringing forth, I feel it as like this, I'm going to say a foreign, what's the best word for it? The energy that's challenging the current political system that's based on a very old system energetically, it's being challenged by a newer energy, and this is the visual I keep getting. The Grand Canyon. The Grand Canyon is this spectacular, beautiful, historic park in the United States, and it was carved by water. The ongoing flows of carving through what was thought to be impenetrable. Because if you look at the land mass from above, you think that's amazing that a canyon was formed. Well, it was formed through water that was relentless and powerful and forceful. And that water just kept coming. It didn't go away. And that's what carved through the stone and the rocks and the canyon over many thousands of years. But that is the feminine energy. Okay? And so the feminine energy is coming into these systems and places that were previously impenetrable. And the rock doesn't want it. And the hard thing I have about this topic is that it's talked about as men and women, and I don't want it to be divisive. That isn't where it's coming from, because there's also women in the masculine, and there are men in the feminine. So please know that I'm not trying to focus on gender. There are always examples and exceptions to any kind of general terms. I'm trying to paint the picture of how the two energies are working together and what is happening through the new forces that are coming up and out. And those forces are the feminine energy rising that's coming from a place of emotional truth. And it's coming with the intention, which is always the most important thing, of healing and justice and truth and a new sense of power. And so the recent example with the Kavanaugh confirmation is obviously right there, but this is not one example. I mean, there's so many examples of this. There's so much about this as the theme right now. And astrologically, there is a lot of feminine energies in the sky, and the feminine's being activated, and the feminine is rising up and coming forth, and it's about equality, and it's about being heard, and it's about being equal, and it's about being seen. And it challenges the systems that don't benefit from that. They don't benefit from equality. They don't benefit from sharing or from anyone else, you know, who isn't one of them. This is a long-term energy. This is a long-term theme. And it's meant to be something that allows the feminine within you to remain strong, to remain solid, to remain in control of that water flow. Of, okay, this is what needs to come out, whether it's been held back by a dam, it's been kept underground, or you've been aware of it and you've just kept it in a secret place. Now these energies are coming forth. They've been coming out for a long time with the Me Too movement, with the abuse, with ongoing revelations about what's been happening under the surface. This is also part of the Jupiter in Scorpio journey, because the Scorpio is the secrets, the everything that's been kept hidden in the vaults, the corruption, what's under the surface, and justice is what Jupiter activates. How can we learn from this? What needs to be seen? Where is there truth to be revealed? And this is happening in a way that stirs up deep emotions. Unfortunately, it's divisive, but that's also how we have been programmed to think. There's a lot of programming out there, politically, culturally, look anywhere, about yes and no, right and wrong, red and blue, good and bad. But at a higher level, at the soul level, it's all a choice. It's all energy. And the soul knows that you can grow from any energy, from any choice. And so here you have all these different scenarios playing out. And I feel like the most important thing, the most important message is keep going. Keep going. You know, don't give up or give in. Keep riding the waves. Keep flowing with it. Understand that nothing can change overnight in the ways that you would want them to. Understand how, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day, but the feminine keeps going. Because the feminine energy that's rising on the planet is part of a grand cycle that hasn't happened before. There have been other grand cycles in other lifetimes and other timelines that have been where the feminine has prevailed and has been strong, but it's not the same as right now, not with all of our resources and knowledge and connections and everything that is here on the planet right now. It's unlike any other time. And the feminine is saying, I want to be an equal part of this. But do you understand how that's also happening within you? Your feminine is awakening. And she needs to be heard, and this is your feelings, and this is where you feel vulnerable, and this is your heart. This is where you want to create. This is also how we surrender and how we trust and how we don't force that river, but we flow with the river. So collectively, we see it outside of us, but individually, we must also acknowledge it within us, that the feminine energies that are coming up are happening in a way to support you individually. Should you say yes, should you want to do that, because, again, it's all a choice. You don't have to. Not everybody will. But it's the feminine energy that's coming up that brings us back into greater balance and ultimately into wholeness. Because for too long, we've all been on autopilot. And we are on autopilot due to our conditioning and our programming of what it means to be successful in the world, of what it means to be powerful, of what it means to, you know, show up and be a human being. And different cultures, different countries, different belief systems have different ways of that programming being passed down. It's not to say that it's wrong, but it's okay to look at what is really serving you and what truly honors all of you. And the current cycle is the feminine energies coming up, and they are a different energy, obviously, than masculine, and it's coming up so that you can feel strong in your feminine self. You can feel strong in the emotions. You can feel strong in the intuition and the feelings, in what you receive and how you create, and how that then becomes an innate part of you. And I feel like, well, I know that when Dr. Ford spoke last week and shared her story, she opened up all of this healing for thousands, if not millions of people. I mean, millions of people watched her around the world on the YouTube live broadcast. And a lot of people, and I'm just like, these are just people that I know. The first person stories I heard, that came forth and what they shared, and it opened up what they've been holding on to that they didn't give a voice to, that happened, you know, decades ago or 5 years ago. And so it can bring up the PTSD around a traumatic situation. And ultimately, I believe that ultimately what Dr. Ford gifted millions of people with is an opportunity to heal and love parts of themselves that they felt shame about, or that they didn't think anyone would listen or anyone would believe them. And that is a victory that does not have anything to do with politics. And that is a victory in and of itself. It's a victory for all feminine energies that have been held back or repressed that just need to be heard. So again, it's just one story. Or just one example of this energy. And we've seen it through other public cases and legal battles. There's a lot more coming in the next decade where the feminine needs to be strong in the feminine energies. It isn't about... It's interesting when you talk about patriarchy and matriarchy, because some people think that it means you just replace patriarchy with women. No, that's not how that works. They're different systems of energy. Patriarchy and matriarchy are not the same. And so they're also not enemies. And they're not meant to be divisive. They're meant to be in union. They're meant to be that healthy yin and yang. And there hasn't been that health. There has been the dis-ease, the disease of power being out of balance. And there's a lot that's going to come forth around who people really are, and they're not who you think they are. We've seen that already, right? We've seen that through the past few years with prominent men, and there's going to be women who are not who you think they are. And it's going to cause a lot of heartache and disappointment, and that will also be a healing for the feminine, because you placed your bets or your money on certain people. You voted for certain people. You thought certain people were going to help with changing something. No, that's not who they are. And that's going to come out. So there's a lot more here around what's really happening underneath the surface. And the astrology is guiding us that way. The astrology is showing us that we always have to take responsibility for ourselves, and that we must keep going. I believe that's a big part of this energy, is to remember and to heal and to learn and to keep going, to not lose faith, to not lose hope. I told you how I'm going to be doing a separate episode on next decade, which I keep talking about next decade. I'm gonna spill it for you, like the big highlights, if you will. And I'm bringing together those dates. I mean, there's a lot of information, and so I'm just trying to gather the key energies to present and share with you. And then, of course, we'll keep talking about them as the decade unfolds and, you know, assuming we still have everything we need. I don't know. There's just some big astrology, and I'm not about the fear. I'm about the consciousness and the awareness of where to put your energy and make the choices that are best for you. And there are, it's time. Like, you are here to be a part of this collective energy. That's why you're here. That's why there are so many people on the planet. 6 billion. That's why we're so heavily populated. It's because people want to be here. The souls want to be here as people for this mammoth change that humanity is going through. And it will be very bumpy, and it will be very hard at times, and we will keep going. And that's how we show up. And that's why you are needed to be prepared, to be ready, to say, okay, we need new solutions, we need new leaders, we need new technology, we need new ways of making sure that the energy of the earth truly loves and respects the feminine and the masculine, and that's why this is so interesting. Another thing about this planet is that in some ways we're still in preschool. The collective, because everyone's still worried about what people look like, right? And we're still dealing with race, and we're dealing with gender, and we're dealing with how to be nice to each other online. I mean, all of this stuff is preschool, right? But when you awaken and you ascend and you understand the bigger picture, you know that it's all about energy, and it's all about the energies of us, each of us, and the collective, and it's all about so much more that we're just one planet in this huge solar system. And we have other energies that are going to be making themselves known as well. And so we have to keep going. Like, we have to mature. And that maturity comes through the spiritual growth. It comes through your intuition. It comes through your psychic development. It comes through honoring yourself. And honoring that all of this is for a reason. All of this is meant to support you. Astrology alone is an amazing tool, and it gives us insights into these energies. And astrology is accurate, otherwise it would have been abandoned long ago. But us astrologers, we're really persistent little boogers, and we don't go away because we keep looking at how fascinating it is that things show up on the same timeline of astrology and what it means and connecting the dots. So astrology is also valuable because it's not man-made. And so it's not something that can be manipulated or corrupted. And back when astrology was viewed as being accurate, well, those in power said, well, we don't want anyone else to know about this, so we're going to shut it down, and we're going to persecute people, and we're going to kill people, and we're going to take away any knowledge about astrology. We're going to make sure that those are the witches that burn at the stake. They cannot have this power. A lot of individuals who created countries knew about astrology. And so the reason why this information is important right now is because it's going to help us see the path forward. And it helps us be conscious, aware, intentional, and powerful. And astrology cannot be corrupted. Your phone can be corrupted. Your computer can be corrupted. The stock markets, you know, name everything man-made that can be manipulated. This cannot. And so that's how I approach it, and that's why I want to give it to you, because this is your knowledge too. This is knowledge that you should have access to understanding, to working with, to seeing the bigger themes in your own natal chart, as well as in the world. And it's an exciting time to be talking about astrology, because it's helping us heal. It's helping us maintain the long-term picture and perspective. And so when we have these big astrological events that are coming up, they're not, I don't believe, my intention is they're not meant to cause fear, although you can feel that way or you can feel concerned and worried. That's very human of us. Of course we're going to feel that way. Of course we're going to wonder about how life is going to change and how things will never be the same again and all of that. But what you're meant to see is that, okay, but I have to move through that and arrive at my next choices. And what are my next choices? Because I'm still here on this planet, and I'm here to contribute to the next steps and where we're going next. We have a lot that's coming. It's building. It's like this building up. And it's building up. You can probably feel it. It's building up in the galaxy. It's building up in the collective. It's building up around us that there's things that maybe you want to burst or that are bursting out. And let them flow. Let them flow as needed. Don't keep it in your body. Chiron is back into Pisces now. Neptune is in Pisces. Pisces rule the feet. Everyone rub your feet. Reflexology is actually a great way to connect with your body, and it's free. There's videos on YouTube. That's how you can take care of yourself. It's working with energies, right? It's working with how you, the food you eat, how you exercise your body, how you drink enough water. All of these things support the intuition development, the psychic gifts, spiritual gifts, all of that. And I'm feeling like the more healing modalities you know that you have at your disposal, even just a little bit, that aren't based on technology, that aren't connected to electronics, anything you can do for yourself is always going to benefit you. And that can be techniques then that you share with your children or with your friends or with your spouse or whomever. It's really important to know how to take care of our body and how to ensure health. I'm just feeling like the Pisces energy is also connected to all the drugs, escapism, the opioids, and what people will do, you know, meth and the addictions and everything that's escapism is related to Pisces. And so it's important to keep healing what's unfinished within you that needs attention and to do it with consciousness and with awareness. And with, again, without being reliant upon anything outside of yourself. Your body is made to be able to exist on its own without interference, without drugs, without addictions, without anything being brought into it. And that's part of attention that's needed right now, is to feel like you are up to speed or up to par in your self-care of your body through natural means. You know, there's so many ways that the pharmaceutical industries benefit from us being ill and benefit from our fears. And it's pulling your energy away from that, pulling your energy away from anything with big pharma or anything that's benefiting from you being sick. I've shared this story before that the first acupuncturist I went to, she's amazing. And I was nervous about acupuncture because I don't like needles. But she really made me comfortable and you know, gave me some good case studies. And she said that her biggest problem with her business is that she heals people and they don't come back. And isn't that amazing, right? Where that's the point of being healed, is that you don't come back. You're good to go. I had sciatica, and in 2 sessions it was gone. Like, she got rid of the sciatica, that tightness from sitting too much. And then, of course, I had to not keep sitting so much. But then it was gone. And there's ways to do this, and this is also important for your own sense of power, is how you take care of your body right now. That's part of the healing of the feminine. It's healing what you can for yourself in the nurturing ways, the gentle ways, the ways where you're receiving you're receiving what you need without it being too much for your system or too much for your energy field. Acupressure, Jinshin Jitsu, of course, Reiki. I mean, there's so many ways that we can heal our bodies and work with our energy systems. If you're looking for a way to do that for yourself, please do. I just want to give you that push because, again, anything you can do right now that supports your energy naturally is important, is very important. And with the energies in Pisces, it's the closing. It's like learning something, being complete with it. So the healing you can do now is going to help you be complete at a really deep level, I mean at a DNA level, with some issues that maybe have been longstanding and that you are looking at differently. It's interesting. I feel like so much of right now, okay, this is what I'm hearing. Even when you feel uncomfortable or discomfort, you're still okay. You're still okay. And I mean that because when we can find that place of greater trust within and greater strength within, it's an ongoing muscle that you'll develop and strengthen. And it's important to know that this is a marathon, not a sprint, and to just feel that you're never truly alone anyways. You're always connected with spirit, God, source, the universe, whatever you call it, that's supporting your journey here. And what I'm feeling is that being aware of the discomfort helps you make the choice to keep floating above it, and that this is good practice. Say, okay, I don't know the answer right now, but I will. Or, okay, this is uncomfortable, but I know there's a solution. Okay, this is not what I want, but I know that it'll be clear soon what I do want. The way that you mentally think about this discomfort, the way that you allow yourself to move through it is very important because it's also what's going to keep you mentally strong and keep you moving forward. Part of right now is understanding that in the moment we have what we need and to keep going forward with the strength, the resilience, the perseverance, the fortitude for what is true for you. To take care of your body through natural means, and that will help with your intuition, psychic abilities, spiritual gifts, and that will also help you continue to grow in the power of your own energy, the power of your own energy field. Because I'm seeing that turn to gold, like it's a goldening, not even a word, goldening of the energy field, where the energy turns to gold because it gets strengthened from within, and it gets brighter because of that. So I'm just going to leave you with that image of gold all around your energy field, like an egg that's protected, that's taken care of, that's healing itself, that's powerful, that's strong. That feels like a good way to end this show. And on Wednesday, I'll be back with that free book as well as more of the astrology as we move through the middle of October. Thank you for joining me, friends. It's it's wonderful to connect with you. I appreciate your presence, and I'll be back soon with more insights to share with you. Thank you so much, and have a beautiful day ahead. Bye-bye.